Dave and Dujanovic have inside sources.
Former President Trump's hush money payment trial is in day two. Boy, just doesn't know what to make of me right now. Boy, we're having too much fun. This has been a great show. Don't mess it up for us.
You know what? I've heard a lot of things on this show. One thing I never expected was, hey, Boyd, don't mess up the show for us. Things are going great.
I tell you, my kids tell me that all the time. Dad, don't blow it.
Dad, don't blow it.
You know we love you, Boyd. And I love you more than Dave loves you. Okay, dozens of prospective.
Are we going to take a vote on, is there a poll on that today?
So true.
Good polling. It's,
no, I'm
Axios.
Hey, look, I'm the only vote that counts. Dozens of prospective jurors already been dismissed saying they can't be impartial. A woman's like, I just couldn't do it. But, you know, of course, former President Trump, I read a headline that says he's got to be there every day. So we're wondering how that's going to impact him on the campaign trail. But maybe he's just going to take his campaign to the courthouse.
This is a persecution like never before. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America.
Well, the big difference here is the audio's terrible. At least at the stump speeches, you have a microphone 2 inches from your mouth. So, you know, there's that.
Boy, I know we don't usually turn to you for legal advice, and we don't know what all the circumstances were for each one of these jurors, but it's not surprising at all that they can't find somebody who doesn't have an opinion about the former president. He's very polarizing. You either love him or you don't.
Yeah, and can you imagine being the attorneys going through that process? Because normally, and you guys have all sat on a jury pool before, the first question is, have you heard of? And I don't think there's a person on the planet who hasn't heard of the former president or has an opinion on the former president. So I think it's going to be a long, slow slog when that goes, which means that the former president will be in the courtroom for a very long, slow slog. And that is a part of the case that he's making, is saying, hey, I can't be out there having campaign rallies, doing campaign things. And that's the interesting thing. So if you look at the ultimate impact, one, will this particular part of it, the next 6 weeks, have major impact? Only in the sense that a campaign's most priceless resources are time and money. And the time is going to be chewed up in the courtroom, going to make it very difficult. He has said he's going to start going out. Wednesday is a non-court day, and Saturdays and Sundays are non-court days. So he's going to use those days to get out to those swing states. He's also going to do some events in the evening, apparently. But time and money, and of course, the money we've talked about in terms of how much he's raised and what is going towards his attorney fees. And you can see part of what he's doing in these little messages in the hallway is saying, this is part of my campaign. I think he's kind of doubling down, saying, this is why my campaign, what we raise, can be used on campaign fees. So he's definitely doubling down on that as a mantra piece.
I think when you look at the accusations, this goes back to 2016, 2017, right? And now we're looking at 8 years later when this is coming forward. You can see a little bit where you could connect and say, why now? Why 8 years later, at just this exact time, does it have to be done during these few months? Can we really not wait another 6 months? It has to be 7 years and 6 months instead of 8 years to the dot. You can see where people would think that this is politicized.
Yeah, and there's always going to be that element to it. There is politics, no question about it. I think the more important thing to think through in terms of the impact this will have, one, less than 20% of Americans are paying attention to this trial. Less than 20%. So that's super important. So nobody's paying attention. Nobody's really watching. And those who are watching are either those who are fast, diehard former president supporters who are already voting for President Trump, or those who hate him and are fighting against him, and they're already voting for President Biden. And so nothing's going to really move there. I think what will become interesting, and this is the only case that will be played out before the first Tuesday of November. The others have been pushed back and delayed and all of that. So none of those I don't think will happen until we get to 2025. So this is the case that will play out. And it's not going to be the big swing thing. Everybody's saying, oh, if he's indicted this or if he's charged with that or what comes out. This is about a very small group of that movable middle voters that ultimately will decide the election. President Biden's got his own challenges. President Trump has former President Trump has his own challenges, but there's a group in the middle, some of who will say, well, if he is found guilty, then I'm out. Or if these things come out on trial, then I'm out. Or I just don't show up, or I just don't vote. And in seven swing states that are going to be decided by incredibly narrow margins, those folks are going to matter in the end. But they're not going to matter for the next 6 weeks.
Former President Trump facing numerous 34 counts regarding falsification allegations of business records to cover up a hush money payment that he is accused of making to former porn star Stormy Daniels, I guess we'll call former porn star, to keep their alleged affair secret before the 2016 election. So these allegations go back quite a ways. Maybe when he was a little less confident, not saying the payments happened, not saying they didn't happen. I'm just saying when he was probably a little less confident at winning, I would think by now, anything that President Trump does or says on the campaign trail doesn't seem to hurt him at this point. I wouldn't think if he did do it, he wouldn't do it again.
Yeah,
because he wouldn't need to.
Right.
He wouldn't need to. This man has somehow... is so magnetizing for so many that the more he stumbles and, you know, says wild things, the more people are like, yeah, he's our guy.
Well, and just remember, the campaign is really based on grievance. And much of what he says at the rally is, they're coming after me.
Yeah.
And if they come after me, they're coming after you next. And so I'm here, I'll take it, and I'll be your guy. And so that it actually plays into the grievance message,
yeah.
But that's a smaller number than you think, when you start to dig underneath the numbers of some of these polls and who's actually supporting him, as a person, as a personality, as opposed to those who say, hey, you know what? The economy was better. The policies were better. My dollar went further. I think one of the interesting things that came out today is, if you had $100 today, it's only worth about 80 bucks of what it was. 4 years ago. So, and that's where a lot of these decisions will ultimately get made. I think a lot of this other stuff will go by the boards in the end. It will be the economy, and what the former president didn't do, what the current president doesn't do. I think that will ultimately be where those voters that are movable will make their decision.
Boyd Matheson, thank you. Thanks, Boyd. You didn't mess it up. Congratulations.
Oh,
we'll take a victory lap.
I'm gonna sneak in. I know I'm pushing time. So, I took my family with me on a speaking tour one time in England, and the group that I was speaking to rolled out the royal red carpet in England. They picked us up in a stretch limousine, put us in this fancy hotel. They were taking my little daughters around shopping and doing all of this. I get up the morning of the speech. I'm pouring over my notes. My daughter, Lindsay, who was 8 at the time, kind of looks over my shoulder. She says, "What you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm preparing for this speech I'm giving." And she said, "Those are the people who brought us here and who are doing these things for me and for all the family and having all this fun." I said, "Yep, that's who I'm speaking to today." And just stone cold sober, "Dad, don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up." I love
don't
these people.
It.
They
don't
take
blow
us
it.
Shopping. They buy us pretty things.
Don't blow it. So I'm glad that I did not blow it today for D2.
Oh, boy, never. Love it. Boyd, you're awesome.
And, you know, you did so well. You get a special sponsorship on the Dave and Dujanovic Show, brought to you by Window World of Utah today. For the best value in windows and doors, and that's no baloney.
Straight ahead. We're going to talk more about squatters. You know, those people who move into your home, they don't belong there, but they've taken over your home, and you're like, what are my rights? We're going to dive into that next.